for Lord, you are worth everything. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercies. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you for a time like this. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Everyone excited to be here today, say amen. Everyone excited to be here today, say a louder amen. I am going to be very, very sharp. You told me that Dr. Misenenche already preached here. And you told me how powerful the preaching was. So now I am wondering what is left for me to say. Hallelujah. I want to speak very quickly on preparation for a divine encounter. Today is the first day of the conference. Preparation for a divine encounter. And the objective of this instruction is to understand what to do in order not to miss a divine encounter. I'll read from the scriptures in Acts of the Apostles chapter 3 from verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. The purpose of every appearance before God is a life-changing encounter. Conferences are not held just for fun. Conferences are not held even just for the making of friends. The objective of every appearance before God is a destiny encounter, a life-changing encounter. That was why Psalm 84 and in verse 7 said, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before the Lord. Every appearance in Zion is to move us to another dimension of strength. Another dimension of spiritual strength. Another dimension of prayer strength. Another dimension of impact. But listen to this. Appearance in Zion alone does not guarantee encounter. It is possible. Appearance in Zion alone does not guarantee an encounter. It is possible to be around but not be impacted. It is possible to be around but not be affected. If everybody who attends a conference like this receives a change or a turnaround, the world will not be the same. Am I communicating? The Bible said the earnest expectation of creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. The earnest expectation of creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. What is the meaning of that? Expectation determines manifestation. Expectation determines experience. I will come to that later. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been in meetings with people before who went through the meeting and came out of the meeting and nothing changed. In the year of 1979, we were in one such meeting. Anybody born that year yet? And there are a few people here. Yeah, of course. I'm not expecting you to lift your hand. It was a 3-day fasting camp meeting. Youth like this, teenagers. One of the young men that was there with me, it was, and in those days, fasting was totally dry. That is, no water at all for 3 days. One of the young men that was there with me, by the around 2 o'clock of that first day, I asked him, "How far will the fast?" He said, "Sorry, I forgot I ate something." Day one, he forgot. The fast entered day two, he forgot. He said the same thing. No need to say it. Day three, he still forgot. That was how wasted the fast was for him. I tried to drink water on the second day because one big man of God then said, "Drink water, water won't spoil the fast." Meanwhile, it was meant to be total no water. I tried to drink water the second day. I vomited all of it. And we broke the fast by 12 midnight. When you are breaking fast in those days, if it is 3 days fast, you broke it by the middle of the night when the day is ended, fully ended, before the next day. I think Christians today are enjoying their lives. That was for me my baptism into the world of power and spirituality. That made us make the law in our house that every child that attains the age of 10 will do a dry fast. Are you following what I'm saying? Now that man who forgot and forgot and forgot is alive today. If you see him, he's alive today but forgotten. If you see him, you won't like what you see. We are the same age. But he looks 10 or 15, 20 years older in look. Has children from many women. Relationship with church distant. That guy once laid hands on somebody who was sick on the sick bed. The anointing hit the person and the person was lifted from the bed, landed on the ground, and got healed. That was the kind of power that was in him. Totally wasted. Because he was in a meeting and he just attended that meeting carelessly. He forgot. We are not here for fun. We are here for fire. There may be some little element of fun along the line, but the objective of a divine encounter is a fire encounter. Am I communicating? One day in the year of 86, I'm sure some must have been born at that time. The year of 88, we're in a meeting, and an evangelist came from India. And he was preaching and he said, "Nigeria, the world is waiting for you." He said that. I can't forget it. He said he was in China, in Changhe, in China. And a Nigerian student who was schooling in China, a student in China, planted about, is it 1,000 or 100,000 underground churches? One student. Because church, it was, I mean, China was not open to church, so you can't do church openly. You say once one boy planted 1,000, I think it was a minimum of 1,000, but I thought I had 100,000 underground churches. He said that it was a Nigerian that did that. He said the whole world is waiting for you, Nigeria. It entered me like fire. It set me on fire. The fire to affect my generation. The fire to impact my world. The fire to contribute positively to this generation. I said to somebody seated beside me, I said, did you hear what that man said? He said, what did he say? I'm telling you, the person seated next to me, he said, what did you say? What did he say? I said, you didn't hear what he just said now? He said, which particular one? I said, what he just said about Nigeria? He said, no. What was it? That kind of word that entered into some other person as a fan, and I can't forget it for life. And everywhere I step in, I operate with such a mentality. That my generation is waiting for me. Yet, the guy sitting with me did not hear it. It is possible to be listening without hearing. It's possible to be looking without seeing. Did you hear what I just said? It's possible to claim to be listening without hearing. And it is possible to claim to be looking without seeing. How many of you have that has happened to you before? You walked past somebody, you didn't see him. And he called your name. James, James, James. So, you didn't see me, so I'm so sorry I didn't see you. That's how life is. You will not miss it. Amen. That amen can be better. Amen. You will not miss it. Amen. You will not miss your timing. Amen. You will not miss your timing. Amen. You will not miss your timing. Amen. You will not miss it in your generation. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. I have so many things to say, but going quickly, what do you do in order to be a beneficiary of a divine encounter? Number one, maintain the right company. The maintenance of the right company. Peter and John went to the temple. In the course of this program, we might deal with extensively with that aspect. It was Peter and John, not Peter and Judas. Maybe at this time, Judas may have died. It was Peter and John. Not Peter and someone else. Oh, those who are seated outside can actually come, even if it is to stand by on the aisles. Because I see rain drizzling already. I can hear the sound of rain. Hallelujah. How many of you know that there are many people who come to church, but not everybody come to church for the same reason? Can I be frank with you? There are those who came for this conference not because they came to have an encounter, but they come to look at a girl or a boy. There are those who actually also came to just have fun, chill, just see a lot of friends and, you know, just meet new people, make new friends. Am I communicating? There are some who are actually angry when you talk fire. Calm down, calm down. You're a young person, don't waste your life. Just enjoy your life now. Don't be too fanatical. Don't hate people, but mind your company. Am I communicating? You have heard us say this all the time. To love is a command, but to relate is a choice. Everybody here is to love everyone that is created by God. But nobody has been commanded to be the friend of everybody. Your friend is the person who either carries your fire or appreciates your fire. He carries your fire or he appreciates your fire. If you are a lion, you look for who will assist you to roar. If you are an eagle, you connect with someone who will assist you to tower. Peter and John. I can assure you, if it was Peter and James, we may not see the same result. I'm happy to see you, my guy. You are doing your service, right? I saw you at the NY. Okay, you are not the one I saw at the old parade ground the other time. Oh, okay. It's a look-alike. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Look at your neighbor. Say, if you want to acquire the fire, you must connect with those who carry your fire. Take your seat in the presence of God. Don't force yourself on anybody. And don't let anybody force themselves on you. Some may try to blackmail you. You just keep to yourself all the time. You just let them know you know what you are looking for. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. When I was in second year medical school, 200 level, some of those who were in class with us and those who are in the class ahead, 200 level, 300 level, 400 level, they were already looking for who to marry. 200 level, 300 level. When you see them, you saw they were in pairs. You know, this brother is with this one. This brother is with this one. I hated it with a passion. For how long do you want to do the courtship? Second year, third year, fourth year, fifth year, sixth year, housemanship, youth service? Masters in relationship. Just want to weigh your life down like that. I hated it with a pan. What are you doing? Have you defined your destiny yet? Do you know where you are going? Do you know what to do with your life? Is your vision clear? God gave Adam a mission before he gave him a marriage. Yes. Do you know? Not one of them married each other. Not one. In fact, one married a Muslim. Somebody say amen. Maintain the right company. If you are set for a spiritual encounter, even in the midst of the camp, and I can tell you, if you don't want to feel like people are avoiding you or somebody is avoiding you, be the right company. Be the right company. The Bible said a man that must have friends must show himself friendly. Be the right company. That was number one. Number two, maintain spiritual discipline. Maintain spiritual discipline. Maintain spiritual discipline. They went to the temple at the hour of prayer. They maintained the hour of prayer. It is your schedule that determines your success. It is your schedule that determines your success. It is your routine that determines your result. Did you hear what I just said? Your schedule determines your success. Your routine determines your result. Your habit determines your habitat. How you behave, the meaning is how you behave affects what you become. What we know of you determines what you will be known for. They went to the temple at the hour of prayer. When it is time for prayer in the camp, be there. When it is time for the evangelism, be there. Whatever it is. And your own personal life. Let God have an idea of when to meet you. You remember that the angel of the Lord went to the temple and met Zechariah on duty at the hour when he was offering the evening sacrifice. He knew when to meet him. Spiritual discipline. Spiritual discipline is the foundation for destiny distinction. Show me a man that is a man that is spiritually disciplined. I will show you a man. I will show you a woman that is a person with spiritual destiny distinction. Somebody say amen. People may look at you, it appears like you are suffering. But that suffering translates into shining later. It's better to suffer now and shine later than to shine now and suffer later. It's better to pay now and play later than to play now and pay later. I heard many, many years ago that everybody will play and pay. The important thing is which one you do first. Those who play now must pay for it later. And those who pay first will play later. Do you know the meaning of that? If you are doing what you are meant to be doing now, you will be relaxing when others are sweating. If you do what you are meant to be doing now, you will be relaxing when others are sweating. And if you fail to do what you are meant to do today, you will be sweating when others are relaxing. Someone say a loud amen. Amen. By the mercies of God, this is no boasting. This is reality. If you take me today, tomorrow, yesterday, to a stadium filled with people, and you say, come and minister to them by his mercies, I didn't need to go back to fast 3, 4, 5, 6 days and return back to minister to them. I will stand straight, and anything that need to happen will happen. Anything you know. Why? Payment has been paid. And payment is ongoing. It's ongoing. The other day I told my driver, I said, let's go so I can eat breakfast. And the time was 5 o'clock in the evening. Breakfast. Then you are wondering, that is, you didn't plan to fast. You didn't plan to fast. One day my wife told me, said, have you eaten? I said, I think so. Because I didn't feel hungry. I didn't feel, Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him. Who brought him food? He said, my food, you don't know what food I have. It's to do the will of him that sent me. He said, I thought I have eaten. The driver said, I'm not sure. The food bag is still here. Ewo. Hallelujah. Spiritual discipline. Everyone who cannot control his time cannot control his future. If you cannot control your time, you cannot control your future. If you cannot control yourself, you cannot control your future. Very important. They had to meet God at the hour of prayer. And at that hour of prayer, something happened. Your appointment with God is the determinant of your fulfillment in life. Your appointment with God is the determinant of your fulfillment of destiny. Your appointment with God is the determinant of your fulfillment of purpose. What was the first point we made tonight? And number two, when staying spiritual, I am trusting the Lord that somebody's prayer life will jack up in this conference. Somebody's study of the word will jack up in this meeting. Somebody's worship life will jack up in this meeting. Somebody's fasting and prayer life will jack up in this meeting. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest believers amen. Don't let your phone run your life. Don't let social media ruin your destiny. Don't let chatting cheat your destiny. Chat, chat, chat until you cheat yourself out of destiny. Don't. Use the phone. Don't let the phone use you. Own the phone. Don't let the phone own you. There is a time to put it offline. There is a time to put it on do not disturb. And there is a time to put it completely on flight mode. There is a time to... One day, the phone was ringing. Deborah was with me when the phone was ringing. I looked at it. I answered it and offed it without reply. Grrr, deep, toop. She laughed and said, "What was that?" I said, "Well, I was not obligated to answer the call, and the ringing will not stop." Trip, tip. Someone said, "I've been calling you. Didn't answer?" Yes, I didn't answer. There is no law that I must answer phone. There's no law that I said, when phone ring, get down, must answer. Is it written anywhere? It's not written anywhere. You can make your life easy. If I see missed call, if I'm ready to call, I can call later. It's not compulsory. For me, many people call me on the phone because either somebody is sick or the other, or they send me text message. At times, I carry the phone and say, all the calls that have problem, everybody who will send a message for that somebody is sick, Father, heal them in advance. Jesus' name. Did you hear what I just said? You heard what I just said? If you don't make sense on time, you won't make sense at all. Take your seat. Don't think you are too young to make sense or too young to impact your generation. Don't let your time pass. You are the prime of your life. You use prime time to make good news. You know, we do a lot of television adverts for programs, and there is a time they call prime time. Around network news, around so and so kind of news, you pay more. Prime time can be 10 times. If you're advertising around prime time, like network news, 9 o'clock or some of the times, if the advert is 1 million for, is it 30 seconds. There are some adverts that are minimum of a million for 30 seconds. If it is out of prime time, like 2 a.m. in the night or 4 a.m. when nobody is watching, they can charge you 1/10 of what you pay. You make major impact with prime time. And when you are young, they call it the prime of your life. That is the impact phase of life. That is where you lay down structures for the future. Spiritual structures in your spirit. Am I communicating? This is very, very important. So maintain that spiritual discipline. Maintain that spiritual discipline. Even as we are here. When they say pray, pray. When they say worship, worship. As I'm coming, I saw some people strolling on the road. I don't know whether they came here. When is this evening session meant to close? Don't worry, I'll obey it. Try my best, yeah. Hallelujah. And so, you maintain spiritual discipline. Maybe I'll end with the third one today. Number three, maintain value for his presence. Value for his presence. Value for the house. Value. Every time you come into his house, value it. Arrive with reverence. I will go into other details tomorrow. Arrive with reverence. Nobody goes to the presence of the president of our country with chewing gum. Or the government. I mean, they will just handle you from the gate. They may look for a psychiatrist. A doctor that cures madness. Am I communicating? What people cannot do before an earthly king, they do before the King of Kings. You don't see two people gisting with each other when they are facing a panel or an interview panel. But you can see that happen in church. You don't see people distracted with their phones in church. Value for that presence. Papa Yedeko said when he, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, he received the impartation that changed his life. He was seated on the gallery as Kenneth Hagin ministered. He said till tomorrow, he didn't know who sat by his left hand or who sat by the right. That is, he is sitting in the meeting and now he cannot remember who was left or right. He said he doesn't even know the name of the hotel he slept in. Because he went there with a passion. Something must drop. And he sat on the gallery. While he was seen from there, he observed the face of the man of God changed as he ministered. He began to weep profusely like a baby. Then the voice came upon him and said, The mantle has dropped on you. He left that meeting. And the whole world can see that the mantle of the word of faith dropped on him. Oh yes, the mantle of the word of faith. He can do anything without batting an eyelid. He can build anything without batting an eyelid. Construction is going on now on the faith theater. The roof is in millions of dollars. Effortless. The ark. It's more than 100,000. The basement can take almost 20,000. Apart from the main center, 100,000. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Somebody brought an offering, or was it 100,000 or $1 million towards the project? He said, oh no, the whole money for the project is ready. Except if you want us to apply this to another thing. He even announced in the meter, as for this building, everything is available. Now you can sow towards planting of rural churches. Feel free to do that. When last you heard such a thing? Mantle of word of faith. It dropped on him as he sat there with value for God's presence, value for God's house. Don't waste your life. Any friends you want to make, you can make later. Anything that is of interest to you, let it interest you later. But while you are here, maintain that sense of value. You don't have a spare life. There are spare tires, but no spare life. Am I communicating at all? Life is not a rehearsal for another life. We are in the reality now. Don't behave as if you are rehearsing. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. That is how I live my life. If I'm playing on the instrument. One day, we were practicing on the instrument. And myself, the saxophonist in my office in Igrawan. And the whole room was saturated with the presence of God. Powerful. Just practicing. And I said, Lord, what is happening here? We are just rehearsing. And he said, I don't know rehearsal. I don't know rehearsal. You just created the climate of worship and I just appeared. I'm not aware that you are. I don't know rehearsal. It changed my mentality. That anything I am doing, I do it with a sense of finality. In those days, I used to write on top of my notebook, like, preach like it is the last. Until my wife said, no, please don't write that again. Don't write that. Have it in your mind, but don't put it down. Am I communicating? Very, very important. You know what made me to become the national president of Christian Medical and Dental Students? I was the university president first. Are there 5 minutes? Are there medical students here? Yeah. What made me... We went to Lagos University Hospital for a conference of medical students. I was the president from my school. And they were giving all the president's assignment, you do this, you do that. For me, lead a 5-minute prayer. That 5 minutes prayer, they cannot recover from it for life. Within the first minute, the bomb dropped. Bomb. One that came from Baltimore the other day, he told me, he said, that the fire I dropped on them 30-something years ago, they have already, he's a full-time minister of the gospel in Maryland with his wife, practicing and practicing medicine part-time. He said that, he said, he preached at a medical conference before I preached. He said he told them the story of what happened to them. In those days, the medical students we had, they would have 19 hours of ESCO meeting, 19 hours of ESCO meeting, people from different states, and they'll be arguing on many things. What will be the theme of this conference? This one will give a suggestion, another one will bring a suggestion, and they were using their medical mind to analyze a lot of things. When I became president, and I attended all those meetings, and I was angry ready. When I became the president, I said, you know what? We are going to do the same 19 hours, but we will use 1 hour for deliberation and the balance of 18 hours for spiritual work. It is you people who want 19 hours. That was what it was, rugged. The man reminded me yesterday. He said, one day I put a bottle of oil in the middle, opened it, and then we're praying on top of it for hours. Then after praying on top of it, we released it upon the people as fire. It was the one reminding me. He said, do you remember? During that neck meeting in the University of Ife, you opened the bottle of oil, you put it in the middle of everybody, and we prayed restlessly for hours. At the end of the day, the oil was... Maybe we'll do it in this conference. At the end... I'm sure in the realm of the spirit, that oil was already boiling. Was already boiling. Everybody was impacted. I handed over to somebody. That one, as soon as he was from University of Lagos, as I handed over to him, he came to meet me. He said, what you left is so massive. What can I do? I placed him on the fast, prayed for him. When he handed over to the other person, that was the one that met me yesterday. That one traveled all the way from University of Nigeria and Sukai and came. Inek, Enugu, he came. I prayed for him. Then he handed over to the third person. That one, I think, from University of Lagos. He's a plastic surgeon now. University of Ibadan. He too traveled. He was testifying yesterday. He traveled all the way from his place and he came and said, I am the next president. We heard of everything that God did and I can't go like that. He said, I uttered one word. Fire! That was all the thing he said. He had one response. Fire! He left with the fire. He's practicing medicine, doing plastic surgery with fire, preaching with fire, doing everything all over the world. They have not recovered. He said, see the number of medical students. Even despite ASU strike, they all came. Even when they say Abuja was unsafe, they all left where they came. He said it was that fire of 30-something years ago that is burning. Am I communicating? The same fire will catch you. Do these three things that we have said. Listen, life will be more enjoyable for you. All the other people who think they are finding fun now, they are doing one thing or the other, moving about with a girl or doing one thing or the other, or a boy or something. The time will come when they will look at you and just look at you and wish that they discipline themselves like you discipline yourself. And they wish that you pursued God like they pursued God like you pursued God. And wish that they did the things that you did. The time will come, they will wish it. Don't envy anybody who is not on the path of right. Their joy is not long lasting. Lift up your hands. Speak to God at this moment. I can't come here and live back the same. I cannot come here. Let me say this to you before we go. In Jesus' name. Please remain standing. Let me say this to you. Let me say this to you. Many people were under the tutelage of Elijah. Many. The sons of the prophets. He taught them, he instructed them, he was their father. But only one person carried what he carried. What was his name? Elisha. You know what? When Elisha was leaving and following Elijah at Bethel, they discouraged him. At Jericho, they discouraged him. At Gilgal, they discouraged him. Do you know God will take your master from you today? Are you not wasting your time trying to follow this man who is actually deceiving you? He didn't even tell you God is going to take him. He said, I know it. Hold your peace. And he followed. Do you know the challenge Elisha had? Elisha followed Elijah through a dry river that mantle had parted. After they crossed over, the water had returned. If his master left him and nothing dropped, how does he go back? Even if the water remained open, and he went back the same way he was when the sons of the prophets tried to discourage him. What will he explain? That was why the master said, if you see me when I'm taken, then you will have what you're asking. He said, you're on your own. I must see you. Because I don't have any other explanation for the people. Who may mock me that I have followed? What did I gain? Many people in your family or your friends and your community and your school and so on, they are watching to see what will be the outcome of your going to church, your conference. Thank God the mantle dropped. He carried the mantle, parted the Jordan, and walked back with a double portion. And the good thing was, he didn't explain to nobody. The same sons of the prophet saw him. So the spirit of Elijah. You know, when you have it, you don't need to explain to people. It is when you don't have it that you tell people. You try to convince people. When you you don't explain to nobody that you have any, that you have something. You don't explain to, it is they themselves who will confirm that there is something on you, that there is something you carry, that there is something resting on you. It's already dropping. Lift your hands and begin to pray. Father, I cannot leave. I cannot come here and leave this conference the same way I have come. I can't come here and leave this conference, this camp meeting, the same way I came. Yes, Lord.
Lion of Judah,
all the
two. Lift up your two hands. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand, your two hands. This is a pre-fire encounter. Lift it high. Ma shata tata. Yes, you are. I'm a seer. Lion of Judah. A good nature, Lord. Yes, you are. I'm a seer. Lion of Judah. Yeshua, Amashiach, Lion of Judah, Adonai. Yeshua, Amashiach, Lion of Judah. Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Adonai Shalom. Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah. Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Adonai Shalom. Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah. Adonai Shalom. Woo! Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Hey! In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands high. And say after me. Alright, lift your hands up. Say, I am ready, Lord. Give me an encounter. Prepare me for an encounter. In this conference, I receive now. Lift your hands high. Father, oh my God, let it flow. Let us attack. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive. And pray at the top of your voice. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Receive.